Paul will be seconding Jesus' message that the longing by man, those who are in the throes of power, is what we mean by man. Those in the throes of power lust, or as Alice tells us, conditioned as infants to obey such, the longing for supreme command over us is the problem. Power lust is the problem. And that power will continuously attempt to break up our unity, our unification in the law of love. Love as our commission and communion. Quote from Paul. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing. And by the same thing, I hope it's clear that we're talking about Prince's choice. Choosing life, choosing love is what is meant here. Speaking the language of love. And that there be no divisions among you. And that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it hath been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul and of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were ye baptized in the name of Paul? For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. And my comment, what is the desired effect? He's trying to transform the world, return it to love. Continuing, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us that are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Unquote. Paul's words are to be taken as the power of life itself. While power, the power guys, the Plato's tribesmen, hope to use them once they've skewed them to skewer us, and with the resulting damage, plump its pockets with its so-called knowledge. Add a few more feathers to its fool's cap of illegitimate authority. By wisdom, he means that which seems such because it's been puffed up, praised by the powers that be, who have claimed the world and seek to shape it in their own image. Paul is consciously giving us not pretty words, but power. Spirit is truth. These are difficult ideas for one who has separated from the state to convey to the power trained. And you can feel some frustration in his patience, the urgency with which he longs for us to see. What does Paul teach us to do in the face of power-made divisions between us and the resulting fear, anger, and isolation? Let the teachings unite us is what he's teaching us. And don't relinquish your independent thought process. You are born with all knowledge and all goodness. Adhere to it. But that requires honoring by regular use and refreshment one's power of reflection in order to develop one's consciousness, understanding. Which means don't be swayed by what power says is wisdom. Think it through. So with Occupy, for instance, folks planted to confuse those who had not thought it through, used words as a weapon as they were taught to. We need a diversity of tactics, they said. You want to change the world? You change the world by getting involved in the electoral process. Are you even registered to vote? To face those paid to intentionally confuse, we have to separate to the truth. Power to the ones who do, who live to ensure love rules. Please take your time to think it through, to understand what your body says. Thank you for your patience. If you live for love, you're not alone. Stay strong. Till next week, I love you. Peace.